Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. Right, okay, perfect. So, new service from Peel to Lincoln Peel to the south, including Craigneish and the Sound. You said on Man and Line this was based on a consultation. So what did you find in that consultation, and why this route particularly?
So the consultation happened last year, and we picked up on a significant demand for a service that does Peel, Foxdale, the airport, Castletown, Port Erin, Port St Mary, and the Sound and Craigneish. We know that, you know, there's been demand out there, and I'm aware from my time when I was on Port Erin Commissioners that, you know, we talked about that service needing to be there. I'm aware as a parent of children that attended Castle Russian High School that some of their lessons were taught in QE2, and getting them to QE2 in the mornings was challenging because there's nothing that links across. So in response to that consultation and having a look at what we can do and what resources we had available, this is the new service that we're popping onto the timetables, hopefully from the end of July.
And crucially as well, given the noise around it, this includes Craigneish and the Sound, doesn't it?
So it does. And I thank the people down there that, you know, they've contacted me and they've run a really sort of stringent campaign about this. I spoke out about it, I think, in Tynwald, and so did Mr. Duan Watterson, the Speaker, because the data that was used to say, well, we're dropping the service, really didn't hang together. You know, it'd been a patchy, sporadic service. This isn't. This is 7 days a week. This is year-round service. So, but it makes sense when you do it as part of a wider network change. And so the demand for Peel to the airport is clearly there. We know all airport services tend to be quite well subscribed. That also improves the link from the south to the airport as well. And there was the opportunity then to improve. The buses are timed to arrive in Port Erin as the steam trains are arriving there as well. And so we know that was the big challenge, and particularly like to thank Krista and the other people around the Craigneish bus campaign for all the work they've done in highlighting the demand down there, and delighted that we can find something here that, you know, improves the network for everyone. This is not just for the people of the south, this is for everyone. This is all the people who live in Peel and Castletown and the south, and that ability to make a more integrated sort of transport services is part of what we're trying to do here.
And talking about the integrated as well, you were saying that it's going to be fairly frequent, but also line up maybe with the train coming into support areas.
Yeah,
as well.
So we know that we get visitors who travel around. You know, our heritage rail services are brilliant and well received by both residents and visitors. And we know that when you get down to the south and you get the delights of Port Erin Bay, but you can see, you know, just in the distance you can see the other cliffs, and you know there's more to explore, that this will provide that route down to the Sound. And yeah, I particularly like that, but I think I kind of like to walk one way and then get the bus back down, so I'm looking forward to being able to do that too.
So talk me through like briefly the process then of Craigneish, for example, that bus being scrapped and then getting to this point, and you've come in as minister kind of halfway through, and you know it's got to be a roller coaster. So what's that process now, being able to say, okay, there's a bus service that will go there?
Yeah, so there's obviously the big campaign over Craigneish, but I think when I sort of went back, we're due to come out with a new bus strategy, hopefully in the autumn. Work is ongoing on that. But there was quite a clear message from that consultation that particularly the Peel to the airport route was. And so I challenged the guys down at Bus Fanning to say, what can we deliver? What can we deliver that meets the known demands that we have around this? And I really want to urge people to kind of use the service, because the proof will be in the pudding in terms of how many people we're getting on that service. And everyone who said, I think there was a couple of responses on the consultation stuff that I've seen that said, well, I didn't know this service was there, but if I'd known, I would have used it. So my challenge now is actually, you know, you've told me you want this. We've managed to find something that provides it, and that provides it within our funding envelope for this year for the bus vanning service. Step up now and use this bus service, because it, like all services, they are under review. And if the passenger numbers aren't there, then it'll fall away. But I think the previous data that had been used when the service was a bit patchy and a bit sporadic and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't well advertised, I don't think that supported cancelling it necessarily. It did look low, but I think there are reasons for that. We will be doing some promotion around this route. I know everyone loved the fact that we used to have a picture of the Sound on the back of a bus and you couldn't get a bus there. Well, you can now.
And I know it's understatement of the year, you're no stranger to criticism on this. And you've got form for, like you say, for arguing that this bus should be in place and even question the decision there. But there are going to be people who say this is a political decision because it's your constituency. What would you say to those people?
I couldn't justify a bus service on the economics of it if it was a bus service that did Port St Mary, Port Erin and the Sound. So although that was the demand from my constituents, and you're right, people might accuse me of just sticking up for my constituents, that was never going to fly. The fact that I can actually justify a bus service that connects Peel to the South is the really important bit here, and that there's scope within that timetabling to include the route through Craignation down to the Sound is a bonus as far as I'm concerned. You're right, you could try and claim that this was a constituency issue, but actually the data to support this comes from a much wider consultation that was about the Peel to the airport route, and this is an added bonus.
And then I guess similarly in terms of criticism, what would your message be to people who see that political and public pressure has kind of led to, or seemingly led to, the reinstatement of a bus route that was previously called financially unviable, and now might think that if they apply similar pressure, they could get the 20 mile per hour scheme to cave too?
So I think the answer to that is that the changes to the bus routes have been made as a result of consultation, and that's when the decisions have been made. We've used the data from the consultation, we've looked at that, we've looked at where the demand is, and the previous data that said that that service, that little short service, was not economic to run was absolutely correct in the way that service was presented. So that's factually correct. There's a consultation. The consultation shows there's a wider demand for something else, and that's what we've done. We are out to consultation now on the 20 miles an hour. So Tim Ward has told us to go and deliver it. We've said, well, where are we going to deliver it? We've come up with some proposals, and that consultation now is what is happening and what is live. And the place to put any political pressure or put any comments in is during that consultation process. That will allow us to evaluate that, and we will be responding to that. Off the back of that consultation, I expect there are some roads that will come up quite frequently that are challenged. In fact, I've got some that I've challenged on there. The team have used a very engineering like approach to work out the criteria for the roads and which roads we're going to propose. Some of them I've looked at and think, I'm not sure that's quite right. And you know, I've challenged them. And in the light of those challenges, the team will sit back down with all those comments about particular roads, look at the road again, look at the data. And there'll be several out. There might be a, we'll uphold it. We think it genuinely needs to be 20. We'll decide to leave it at 30, or we'll decide we need more information and we'll press pause on it. There will be some roads that are just non-contentious and we will move on with. So I don't think it's dissimilar. The time to apply the pressure to the roads that you want to see in or out of the 20 miles an hour is now, and it's through the consultation process. And we're only in Douglas and Onchan at the moment, but we will be rolling that out across every part of the island over the next few months. And I urge people to just get involved and tell us your views on it.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.